So it's good to just thrash.
That's
occasionally.
The horn section's all loaded into samples.
The
horn section's all loaded into samples. I think I just heard. Did the sound check?
Oh no, that's Mike and Richard, and they're live. Saxon of trumpet.
Oh, I didn't even see him back there.
No, we hide them.
Not
really well. I mean, they sort of stand behind me. But we've got a lot of strings that are on. We've got a few samples going on.
Okay. One thing I remember reading an interview with the group, you were talking, it almost adamantly expressed that this was a pop band and not a rock band to some extent. Maybe that was someone else's point of view. But do you subscribe to that?
I think Blur is a pop group. It can't be described as rock, really, with some of our songs don't fit into a rock category. Like the more cinematic, more emotional, slow kind of songs, I don't think fit into rock. And I think if we look upon ourselves as a pop group, then that's what we're doing, really. We are making pop music, really, in the end. It's just that people in America don't use that word very often.
Or they use it in a pejorative sense. You know, like sort of negative. Oh, it's pop music, as opposed
to. Yeah.
You know that it's all ultimately pop music. You know.
Yeah. I think there are a lot of really good bands that. You know, I mean, I sometimes get the feeling that American kids just like guitars being strummed and rock rhythms, you know, but. There's people like the Beastie Boys who are doing something completely different. They're using guitars, but they're also using funky rhythms and hip hop and rap.
How do you see yourself on the current scene? How do you feel yourself like fitting into at least insofar as over here?
Well, I don't know what scene would fit into. I don't think we fit into any. I think a lot of kids that come to see us still believe us to be their secret, and they still like the small, sweaty shows because that is more exciting, really. I mean, the challenge for us now is to make these bigger halls into small clubs, you know, give that feeling to them when we're playing, and we can do that. So that's. I don't know whether there's any American groups we can fit into. I think it's a good thing playing with the Rentals, because I think maybe because they use keyboards and everything, there is some sympathy going on between us two.
Who would you say has influenced this group? I have my own ideas.
I don't know. Could be anything from the Beatles to Bowie to Kings to Star Wars to Ennio Morricone to John Barry to, you know, The Who, lots of people.
I think this there's a strain of sort of an indigenously British music that kind of starts with those middle period Kinks albums, sort of predates maybe even The Who a little bit, or at least they were sort of developing that at the same time. It's like this is, it almost becomes anthropological. This is music about England. Sometimes that works, at least crossing over here. But a lot of those groups, like the Jam, I love the Jam, but they never really translated well over here.
No.
And it took the Kinks a long time to break. Have you thought about that as something that may work against you in a way?
No. I mean, so long as we like playing, I don't think it matters. I mean, I don't know what groups are meant to be for. I don't know whether they're meant to be for around for 10 years. You know, the Jam were around for about 6 years, really. And perhaps that was long enough, you know.
Well, you guys have been around now.
For about 6 or 7 years, yeah.
6 or 7 years now.
But we still want to try.
I would imagine this group pretty much knew what you wanted to do when you started. Is that true? I mean, your early records, I'm not saying they're not that different from the new records, but there's a clarity of vision there that's often lacking in a lot of bands.
Maybe. I think maybe Damon would say that his lyrics were a little banal. But I think that was just what was happening in a lot of British music at the time. It was a lot to do with, you know, the indie dance thing, which we used as a some stepping stones, really, to get some fans, I suppose, and probably to get signed. So we were very innocent then, very naive.
What do you listen to?
What do I listen to?